Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a shuffle widen breakdown for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12, with that proper jungle and old school DNB energy. The whole idea is simple, but it's powerful. Make the breakdown feel wider, looser, and more atmospheric, then slam everything back into a tight, mono-centered drop so the sub hits harder by comparison. In drum and bass, the breakdown is never just a pause. It's a tension device. It gives the listener a different spatial picture. The break gets shuffly and human, the mids open up, the low end gets thinner or changes shape, and the whole tune starts breathing in a bigger way. Then when the drop comes back, the sub feels massive because the ear has been trained by contrast. That contrast is the magic, so let's build it like a real tune, not just a random effects wash. First, set up your breakdown section. If you already have a drop loop, duplicate the drum, bass, and effects tracks into a new 16-bar breakdown region so you can shape the contrast without messing up the original drop. For this style, you want to keep the important elements, your chopped break or amen style loop, your sub or bass layer, maybe the mid-bass or reese, some atmosphere, and a few impact or fill sounds. A good arrangement target is to think in chapters. For bars 1 to 4, keep it sparse, filtered, and controlled. Bars 5 to 8, start opening the space and letting the shuffle breathe. Bars 9 to 12, build tension and make the bass feel more unstable. Bars 13 to 16, collapse the space and prep the hard reset into the drop. Now let's talk groove. This is where the shuffle feel comes from. Open the groove pool in Ableton and try an MPC-style swing or extract a groove from a classic break, if you have one you like. You're not trying to make the drums sloppy. You want them to lean. A good starting point is around 55 to 70% groove amount, with a swing feel somewhere in the mid-50s to high-50s. If you want more human bounce, you can also add a little velocity groove. Apply that groove to your chopped break, your hats, maybe a ride, and any ghost snares or top percussion. Leave the sub mostly straight, or only very lightly delayed. That contrast is really important. The top end shuffles, but the low end stays disciplined. That's what gives old-school DNB its feel. Motion above, power below. Next, shape the drum bus. Route your break and percussion to a group and add drum bus or glue compressor, depending on what the break needs. If you use drum bus, start with a modest drive, maybe somewhere around 5 to 12%, and keep the transients pushed a little positive so the break still cracks. If the low end is getting cloudy, keep the boom low or turn it off during the breakdown. If you use glue compressor, keep it light, slow attack, medium release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. This is a good place to automate with intention. You might gently raise drum bus drive across the breakdown, push the transients a bit more in the first half, then ease them back slightly before the drop. That adds urgency without flattening the groove. Now for the widening movement. This is the heart of the shuffle widen idea. The key is to widen the upper layers, not the sub. Put utility on the sub track and keep it centered and mono. Then put utility on your mid-bass or reese, and automate the width from around 80% up toward 120%. On hats, percussion, atmosphere, or the top layer of your break, you can go even wider, maybe 100 to 130%. Think about the breakdown in stages. At the start, keep things near normal width. As the section develops, open the stereo image. Then in the final part of the breakdown, let the width peak, but right before the drop, pull it back in. That reset makes the drop feel even bigger. And here's an important coaching point. Don't widen everything equally. A convincing breakdown has layers of motion. You want a dry center anchor for weight, a moving mid layer for swagger, and an air layer for size and drama. If everything gets widened the same way, the section just turns blurry. Let different elements move at different speeds. Now let's add filter automation. Put auto filter on your bass bus or reese layer. Use a low-pass filter to thin out the bass in the breakdown, then gradually bring back some of the character. A cutoff starting around 120 to 300 Hz is a useful range if you want the bass to disappear deeper into the background. Add a little resonance, but not so much that it whistles or becomes too modern and obvious. A subtle resonance bump can create that haunted, gritty jungle tension. You can automate the cutoff in a slow curve. Start more closed in the first bars, open it gradually, then maybe close it slightly again right before the drop, if you want one last breath. If your bass is a reese, that filter movement can really bring out the upper harmonics in a dark, unstable way. Now let's make the sub impact hit harder by thinning first and restoring later. This is one of the biggest tricks in heavyweight DNB. You make the listener get used to less low-end energy, then you bring it back cleanly and it feels huge. There are a few easy ways to do this in Ableton. You can automate utility gain down on the sub by 3 to 8 dB. You can low pass it with auto filter. You can automate a macro if the sub lives inside an instrument rack. And in some cases, it's really effective to mute the sub entirely for one or two bars before the drop, then bring it back right on the downbeat. For example, bars 1 to 8 might have the sub reduced by around 3 dB. Bars 9 to 12, it gets very thin or almost disappears. Then in bars 13 to 16, you might pull it out completely for a beat or bar, then slam it back in on the drop. That contrast is what makes the return feel explosive without needing to just turn the volume up. Now we need space, but we need it controlled. Use return tracks for reverb and echo rather than loading every track with heavy wet effects. That keeps the mix cleaner and makes the automation much easier to manage. On the reverb return, a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds is a good start, depending on how big you want the space. On the echo return, keep the feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%, and filter the lows out so it doesn't muddy the bottom end. Then automate the send levels. Let the reverb rise on the break tops and atmospheres in the first part of the breakdown. Let the echo come up on snare hits or little vocal chops later on. And before the drop, pull most of that wetness back so the final reset feels dry, punchy, and immediate. In jungle and darker DNB, that dry to wet to dry contrast is everything. Now add some narrative. A breakdown should feel like it's going somewhere, not just looping. Put in a ghost fill, a break edit, or a little switch up around bar 8 or 12. That could be the half bar amen edit, a reversed snare swell, a quick stutter, or a retriggered slice with extra swing. If you're working with audio, cut the transients cleanly and use short crossfades so it stays smooth. Make that fill a bit wider and wetter than the main groove, then snap back to center afterward. That little shift gives the breakdown direction. Then comes the pre-drop collapse. This is the final payoff. In the last one or two bars before the drop, reduce the width on drums and atmospheres, pull back the reverb and echo sends, close the bass filter slightly, and remove any extra percussion. Keep the lane clear. If you want, leave a short vocal hit, a snare pickup, or a bass stop, but don't overcrowd it. The last bar should usually simplify, not get busier. And then, when the drop lands, restore the sub fully, bring the drum bus back to its tighter settings, and keep the low end mono and immediate. That reset is what makes the drop feel huge. The breakdown isn't just wide for the sake of beating wide. It's wide so the drop can feel massive by comparison. At this stage, check your mix in mono. Put utility on your master or low-end bus and toggle mono on and off. Listen for the sub disappearing, any facey bass weirdness, hollow snare body, or too much wide reverb smearing the groove. If it sounds amazing in stereo but weak in mono, the widening is probably too dependent on facey effects. Fix that by keeping the sub mono, reducing low-end reverb, and letting most of the width live in the break tops and atmospheres. It's also a good idea to compare against a reference track in a similar jungle or old-school DNB lane. You're not copying the sound. You're just checking how much low-end gets removed in the breakdown, how wide the tops feel, how dry the pre-drop actually is, and whether the arrangement breathes in clean 8 or 16-bar phrases. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't widen the sub. Keep the bass foundation centered. Don't make the breakdown too wet, or the groove will disappear. Don't overswing the whole track, because then the drop loses its punch. Don't automate everything at once. Pick one main contrast per section, like width, filter, or density, and let that lead. And don't squash the drum bus too hard, because the break needs its crack. Here's a pro tip that really helps. Automate width on the break tops only while keeping the kick and sub axis dead center. That gives you a more expensive, more focused stereo image. Also try short filter dips before important snare hits. Even tiny cutoff moves can create that inhale and exhale feeling that makes the groove feel alive. If you want to level this up further, you can map several of these moves to one macro in an audio effect rack. For example, link utility width, auto filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, and echo feedback. Then draw slow automation across 8 or 16 bars. That gives you one unified motion instead of lots of disconnected tweaks. Another nice move is a ghost ambience return. Set up a return with filtered echo, a short room reverb, and a bit of high-pass saturation. Send only certain break hits or percussion flicks to it. That creates a shadow trail behind the groove without washing out the main section. So let's wrap it up with the core lesson. Shuffle the drums. Widen the tops. Protect the sub. Use groove, utility width automation, filter movement, and controlled sends to make the breakdown feel spacious and dangerous. Then collapse the mix before the drop so the sub return lands with real authority. If you remember just three things, make them these. Keep the sub mono and disciplined, widen the break tops and atmospheres, and use automation to create contrast before the drop. That's how you turn a breakdown into a proper heavyweight DNB impact moment.